find the fire and where for love can level ranks, and therefore though his lots and stations mighty, though stupendous be his brain, though her taste are mean and flighty, and her fortune poor and plain.
Ring the merry bells on lordship, rend the air with warbling wild, for the union of his lordship with a humble captain's child.
For a humble captain's daughter.
For a gallant captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who plows the water.
Let the air with joy the maiden rend in song the air above, for the union of a maiden with a man who earns her love.
Never mind the why and wherefore love can level ranks, and therefore though your nautical relation in my set could scarcely pass, though you occupy a station in the lower middle class.
Ring the merry bells on board ship, rend the air with warbling wild, for the union of my lordship with a humble captain's child.
For a humble captain's daughter.
For a gallant captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who plows the water.
Let the air with joy the maiden rend and songs the air above, for the union of a maiden with a man who earns her love.
Never mind the wine wherefore love can level ranks, and therefore I admit the jurisdiction. Ably have you played your part, you have carried firm conviction to my hesitating heart.
Ring the merry bells on board ship, rend the air with warbling wild, for the union of my lordship with a humble captain's child.
For a humble captain's daughter.
For a gallant captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who plows the water. Let the air with joy be laden.
Ring the merry bells on board ship,
for the union of a maiden.
For her union with my lordship, rend the songs the air above, for the man who earns her love. Rend the songs the air above.
Kind captain, I've important information. Sing hey, the kind commander that you are, about a sort of intimate relation. Sing hey, the merry maiden and the tar.
The merry, 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 the merry, merry, maiden, the maiden and the tar.
Good fellow, in conundrums you are swimming. Sing hey, the mystic sailor that you are. The answer to them vainly I am seeking. Sing hey, the merry maiden and the tar. The merry,
the
merry,
merry,
merry
maiden, the merry, merry maiden, the maiden and the tar.
Kind captain, your young lady is a sighing. Sing hey, the simple captain that you are. This very night with rector to be flying. Sing hey, the merry maiden and the tar.
The merry, merry,
merry, merry maiden. The merry, merry maiden. The maiden and the tar.
Good fellow, you have given kindly warning. Sing hey, the thoughtful sailor that you are. I'll talk to Master Rexcore in the morning. Sing hey, the cat o' nine tails and the tar.
The merry cat,
the merry cat, the nine tails. The merry cat, the merry cat, the nine tails. And
tripping on tiptoe, steering, breathing gently as we may. Every step with caution, feeling.
the cat.
It was the cat.
Right, it was the cat.
The show in fashion steady, Ivan will delay the bell. For the touching man is ready to humanize the happy bear. Goodness me, why what was that?
Silent bee, again that cat.
It was again the cat.
Right, it was the cat.
Every step with caution feeling, they will softly steal away.
Every step with caution feeling, they will
of mine, I insist upon knowing where you may be going with these sons of the brine. For my excellent crew, though foes they good company, are scarcely fit company, my daughter, for you.
Now what can I do? Though foes we good company, we're scarcely fit company for lady like you.
Proud officer and haughty lip and curl, vain man suppress that supercilious sneer, for I have dared to love your matchless girl, a fact well known to all my messmates here.
Oh, horror!
I, humble, poor, and lowly born, the meanest in the port division, the butt of a collected scorn, the mark of quarter derision, have dared to raise my wormy eyes above the dust to which you'd mold me in manhood glorious pride to rise. I'm an Englishman. Behold me.
He's an Englishman.
He is an Englishman. For he himself has said it, and it's greatly to his credit that he is an Englishman.
That he is an Englishman.
For he might have been a Russian, a French or Turk or Prussian, or perhaps Italian. But in spite of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains an Englishman. He remains a Englishman.
For in spite of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains an Englishman. He remains an Englishman.
Uttering a reprobation to any British tar, I try to speak with moderation, but you have gone too far. I'm very sorry to disparage a humble foremost lad, but to seek your captain's shine in marriage, why, damn it, it's too bad. Yes, damn it, it's too bad.
Yes, damn it, it's too bad.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him? Oh, the monster overbearing. Don't go near him. Don't go near him. He is swearing. He is swearing.
My pain and my distress, I find it is not easy to express. My amazement, my surprise, you may learn from the expression of my eyes.
My lord, one word, the facts are not before you. The word was injudicious, I allow. But hear my explanation, I implore you, and you will be indignant too, I vow.
I will hear of no defense, attempt none if you're sensible. That word of evil sense is wholly indefensible. Go, ribald, get you hence to your cabin with celerity. This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
For I'll teach you all along to refrain from language strong, for I haven't any sympathy with ill-bred taunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunt.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunt. No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunt. His sisters and his cousins will be reckoned up at us and his aunt. For he is an Englishman.
And my distress, again it is not easy to express. My amazement, my surprise, again you may discover from my eyes.
How
terrible yes, before you die. Hold! Here upon your loss you lay much stress. A long concealed crime I would confess. Many years ago, when I was young and charming, as some of you may know, I practiced baby farming.
Now this is most alarming. When she was young and charming, she practiced baby farming. How many years ago?
Two tender babes I nussed. One was of low condition, the other upper crust, a regular patrician.
Now this is the position. One was of low condition, the other a patrician. How many years ago?
Oh, bitter is my cup, however
I do it. I mix those children up, and not a creature knew it.
However could you do it? Someday no doubt you'll rue it. Although no creature knew it, so many years ago.
In time each little waif forsook his foster mother. The well-born babe was ruined. Your captain was the other.
They left their foster mother. The one was Rafe, our brother. Our captain was the other.
How many
years ago?
Is now serene, the god of baby of our love has hung his ensign high above. The sky is all of day.
We walk and chase
the lagging horns along, and in behind the maiden court they'll burn upon the chorus joy in grandeur.
For he's a captain of the pinafore,
and I'm a captain too.
And though before my fall I was captain of you all, I'm a member of the crew.
And though before his fall he was captain of us all, he's a member of the crew.
I shall marry with a wife in my humble rank of life, and you, my own, are she. I must wander to and fro, but wherever I may go, I shall never be untrue to thee.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Never, hardly ever.
What, never be untrue to thee?
Give three cheers and one cheer more for my captain of the pinafore. Give three cheers and one cheer more for the captain of the pinafore.
For he loved little Buttercup, dear little Buttercup, though he could never tell why. But still he loved Buttercup, poor little Buttercup, sweet little Buttercup, I.
For he loved little Buttercup, dear little Buttercup, though he could never tell why. But still he loved Buttercup, dear little Buttercup, sweet little Buttercup, I.
I'm the monarch of the sea, and when I've married thee, I'll be true to the devotion that my love implants.
Then goodbye to your sisters and your cousins and your aunts, especially your cousins whom you reckon up by dozens.
Goodbye to your sisters and your cousins and your aunts, especially your cousins whom you reckon up by dozens.